You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Yesterday, Jeremy and I went to get our facials that we have talked about on this show. And yes, I was aware of all the snarky comments on Facebook.
Oh, like, we got them all.
Like on my personal page, you know, old buddies of mine from high school were like, yeah, you're a woman now. Or, yeah, you lose your man card.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Guys can't go and get relaxed and pampered.
Yeah, I just say whatever to you because
and
we
look
went.
At my soft skin, jerks.
So we went to Bovisage yesterday, and I want to do a shout out. They were so wonderful. The wonderful woman who took care of me was named Summer.
Mm-hmm. Mine was Zoe.
Zoe.
Sweet Zoe, who did talk me into taking my shirt off.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
it
landmark.
Happened. My shirt was off in public. She was just so sweet. She calmly talked me into it. You know, this is going to feel a lot better. If
it's like talking you off a ledge.
Totally. I was like, okay, I'm taking it off. All right, I'll do it.
So if you're wondering if Jeremy was walking around completely without a shirt, no, we had to put on these things. What are they called?
I have no idea, but they're for
robes.
They are for women.
Right.
They're a half robe that just cover your nip area down.
It's almost like a tube top.
It's a towel tube top.
With some extra fabric down below.
Dare I say dress. It looks like a towel dress.
Right. It's like a strapless dress. So yeah. It's like a strapless.
Well,
I'm
not great in it,
I'm really
honestly.
Not making our case for my old buddies here.
They're on Facebook right now.
Anyway, so we went and we spent a good hour and a half there with between the facial and then, yes, we did do manicures.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, what took me so long to do this?
I came out a happy guy. Everything was great. I loved all the cooling stuff that they put on your face. That felt really good. I've never been in. They put your hands in these warming mittens, and you lay there for about 30 minutes with these mittens that you could really cook a Hot Pocket in. I mean, they're that hot.
Yeah.
And your hands just sweat out all the toxins, and they come out so soft and supple, like calluses. Mm-hmm. Oh, they look fantastic today. I liked all that. The only thing I will tell you, this is what I told Nicole, and she's like, when I came home, she's like, how'd you like it? Was it great? And I was like, yeah, it was fine. The only thing I felt uncomfortable about was when Sweet Zoe was giving me the hand massage.
Okay.
And she puts all the lube on your hands or whatever. And then she does each finger individually.
What's wrong with that?
Extremely slow. And I'm sorry, it was extremely sexual.
Are you saying it was like erotic?
I was, yes.
To individually massage a finger?
Are you kidding me? How intimate is that to do that to a loved one or friend when you rub lotion? Yes, that's extremely intimate. The rubbing, and then each individual finger, that's very, come on, think about it. And I was laying there, and I was having a hard enough time, like, relaxing and calming down. And then she goes to my fingers, and I'm like, what, boy?
Listen to me. I have had massages for a million years, and the massages I get include hand massages.
Yeah.
And they have done the individual fingers. I have never in my life stopped and thought, oh my God, she's rubbing. I've heard of pull my finger. I've never heard of rub my finger and that is supposed to turn you on.
I have never had that done before unless it was by Nicole or something with a, you know, rubbing.
Well,
or
that's part of your problem is
and
you're
are
so
you
sheltered.
Kidding me?
The only woman in the universe who's touched your body is Nicole. So, yes, if another woman touches you.
And Zoe has very soft, lovely hands. I mean, yes. I had the things on my eyes. I couldn't even see what was going on. She could have been like, the whole time.
I know that she was doing that.
But I'm sorry. That was very intimate. God. I felt a little uncomfortable with the finger
job
that I
got. Well, I feel a little embarrassed for you that if somebody touches your hand, you get all,
Dom, it was more than a touch, buddy.
It's rubbing
it's
lotion
intimate.
In your hands.
She's doing this with my finger. I'm sorry.
Okay, now I see what you're talking about. Could you be?
I mean, she started really slow.
Could
and
you be more of a 14-year-old boy right
Whatever.
Now?
It was very intimate, and that was the only time
she
I felt uncomfortable.
She took my finger.
She
and went
did.
Like
she was
this.
Going to town, and I think they were in her mouth at one point. I had things in my eyes I couldn't quite tell, but I swear to God, I felt a tongue. It was on my thumb. Going after my thumb. But other than that, thank you, Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
I mean, really, thank you. I'll be back later today.
I'm crying. God. Well, I guess I won't see Summer anymore. I'm going to go to Zoe.
Let's go see Zoe. She's fantastic. Woo!
Oh, God.
But I didn't feel that guilty because I did come clean about it when I went home. Like, I felt like if I didn't tell Nicole this happened,
that you cheated on
then
her?
I feel like there was some sort of infidelity.
You're saying you got a finger job from Zoe and everything's okay.
I just laid it all out there. I was like, listen, this is what happened.
It doesn't mean it.
She I didn't ask for it. She just did
she
it.
She means nothing to me.
Right. It was for work.
I love you, though, honey. I love you.
You give the best
finger rubs.
God, tiptoeing around this, child. Aren't we?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Oh, it's a good time, though. It's good stuff.
Thank you to Bovisage. They may never speak to us again, but thank you. We appreciate it.